Welcome to Today's Issues, offering a Christian response to the issues of the day. Here's your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the radio program, Today's Issues, on the American Family Radio Network, AFR.net. Appreciate you listening. Ed Battagliano co-hosting with me today, along with Abe Hamilton. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Abe.
Good morning.
Well, a lot to talk about. Yesterday, by the way, we had a very special program from 5 to 6 o'clock Central Time on AFR, Prayer and Vote. We talked that we called it Pray and Vote. It was a special 1 hour. We had a lot of people pray, and Dr. James Dobson was with us, founder of Focus on the Family and Family Talk. He had a very touching prayer. We're going to play part of that today on the program coming up, so we don't want to miss that. And we apologize for our listeners in Richmond and Conroe, Richmond VA, Conroe TX, that's the Houston area. I don't know what happened, but we had our signal went down on those two stations, and so they were unable to hear the program that we did from 5 to 6 yesterday. But we hope that you were praying because our country needs it, and Election Day is just a few short days away. Fred Jackson's in studio with us, news director for One News Now and AFR News. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, Tim. We and Ed and Abe, we have breaking news out of Iowa at this hour. If you've been listening to the news this morning, very tragically last night, two police officers in the Des Moines area shot and killed, assassinated overnight. They have been looking for a suspect, Scott Michael Green, 46 years of age, and the breaking news is they have just captured him. He is the suspect in the senseless murder of these two police officers. One of the police officers in Urbandale, a suburb of Des Moines, was just sitting in his car around 1 o'clock this morning. A man in a pickup truck came, opened fire, killed him. In responding to that, a police officer from Des Moines, about a mile away at an intersection, was shot. They believe this man they've captured this morning is the gunman who killed both of these police officers.
What's his name, the guy?
His name is Scott Michael Green.
The white guy, right?
He is a white guy, yes.
Yeah, so, yep. I mean, it's not a it's not related to the
not a racial.
At this point, it doesn't appear to be related to
any kind of
Black Lives Matter or any of those kind of things, right?
Yeah. Correct, yeah. Correct.
All right, what else?
And also, this morning, a lady by the name of Sissy Graham Lynch. Now, you may the second name may give you a cue here. I had not heard of this lady before. She is one of the daughters of Franklin Graham. She was on Fox News this morning, and as they introduced her, she was going to break family tradition. And I was curious about that. The Grahams have been involved with politics. Billy Graham, certainly Franklin Graham. But they've never endorsed a candidate. And this daughter, Sissy Graham Lynch, did that this morning. And I've been looking. She actually has a face page. She's very active. And but also during the course of the interview, she let it be known why she was doing this, why she felt it was important for her to endorse Donald Trump. And we're going to play at least a portion of that interview so you can hear for yourself.
And now Billy Graham's granddaughter says that she is unapologetically voting for Donald Trump. In a blog, she writes, quote, "My greatest concern for our country is the direction of the Supreme Court. If there is only one reason for Christians to vote, this is it." Her name is Sissy Graham Lynch. She joins us now here in the studio with her exclusive announcement right here on Fox and Friends.
Thank you all for having me today.
You're welcome. Thanks for being here.
Yeah,
what is your big announcement this morning?
You know, I'm not here as a Graham. I don't speak on behalf of my grandfather. He's going to be 98 next week, the week of election. So I'm not here to speak on his behalf or my dad's. But to me, Christians have to vote. Christians right now want to say they can't vote for either candidate.
Mm-hmm.
We can't afford to sit out. This comes down to the Supreme Court and who's going to protect my rights as a Christian and my religious freedoms. I'm a mom. I'm coming as a mom who's concerned for the next generation. This isn't just an election for 4 to 8 years. This is generational when it comes to the Supreme Court.
Sure. Sissy, what are the issues that the Supreme Court will deal with in the next couple of years that really has you worried?
You know, me, it comes down, Christians are being persecuted here. My faith is in Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. And Christians are being persecuted every day. We need people that are going to stand firm for our religious beliefs, not attack the faith-based institutions, and who are going to fight for the unborn.
Mm-hmm.
What is your message to Christians that have a problem with both of the candidates and do say they're going to stay home?
I look at who Trump has surrounded himself with. He has surrounded himself with some godly men, Ben Carson, but he has chosen not just the counsel of Mike Pence, but as his running mate. Mike Pence doesn't just talk about his faith. He talks about his faith in Jesus Christ, and he is not ashamed of it. And I think Trump and Pence together will fight on the behalf of the Christian voice.
Sure. Sissy, I'm curious your reaction to that Billy Bush tape that came out. NBC leaked it, showed some before they got started, where they were in the bus, they were talking. Donald Trump said it was just locker room talk. Mm-hmm. Did that impact your decision in any way?
I don't know any Christian that makes excuses for it. It was vulgar and nasty. He has apologized for it. I've accepted his apology. But like I said, this is not about what he has said or what she has done. This comes down as a Christian, we have to get out and vote because we have to vote for the Supreme
Court. So all that
Court.
Other stuff is just noise. It comes down to you, the Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court.
What about Hillary Clinton, who has come out and said she somewhat apologized. She said she regrets using the email server.
Regrets and somewhat apologized. But for me, it comes down to who's going to fight at the Supreme Court. Just in the last debate, to listen to her in those first 5 minutes, just candidly talk about abortion. This is murder. And as a
late-term abortion.
And we are on a national stage just talking about it, that it's okay and defending it. To me, it was so vulgar. I've been in Kurdistan in northern Iraq where I was at a mass graveyard where there was a bus full of unborn children and young children, too, filled and buried alive. That's grotesque. And that was under Saddam Hussein. To me, there's no difference what we're doing here in the United States.
Well, I think
that who is that, Fred?
That's Sissy Graham Lynch. She is the daughter of Franklin Graham, the granddaughter of Billy Graham.
And Franklin Graham was on our program last night.
Mm-hmm.
He's the son of Billy Graham. She's talking about her grandfather, 98 years old next week. Mm-hmm. That's probably the most famous evangelist of our generation, Billy Graham.
So I'm sorry, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Mm-hmm. So to speak, she's obviously been around her dad a lot because her dad said basically the same thing yesterday.
Now, that's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah.
And
well, it's a family full of preachers. I think I've heard Franklin Graham say that his sister, Annie Graham Lotz, is the best preacher in the family.
So
it looks like the whole family is anointed to preach and stand up for righteousness' sake.
And not afraid to mention the name of Jesus Christ.
Right. Hmm.
And why he is so important in their lives. I mean, that's amazing. It really is.
Well, Franklin Graham was on yesterday. He was talking about the importance of voting, voting on issues, voting on platform, voting on values. He used the expression, both Clinton and Trump are flawed people. You know, I hadn't noticed that, but I was just glad that he.
Some people are very sensitive to.
I guess I'm a little naive or had my head in the sand. I wouldn't have characterized Clinton or Trump as flawed necessarily. Maybe somewhat misguided from time to time, but anyway. So we had Dr. James Dobson on yesterday on this show. I mean, on that 5 o'clock pray and vote hour, and. He told us when he first came on with us that his voice was weak or sounded funny. I think that's how he described it. But then when we asked him to pray, Fred, the man prayed a powerful prayer. And
I was sitting in my car listening. You folks were in here hosting
the
program.
Yes, we were.
And I was sitting. I stayed in my car, came to a stop, and I just
joined
listened.
Him.
I just listened in prayer. It was powerful.
So what we're going to do now is play part, I got three P's right there, play part prayer of the prayer from Dr. James Dobson.
Almighty God, we come before you tonight in humility and love. we're so grateful for how you've blessed this great nation since its founding. And, Lord, we've decided that we're pretty proud and pretty self-sufficient, and we can do it on our own. And that brings anxiety and fear to us because we know what God's judgment is like. We read it in the scriptures and we've seen it. And Lord, I pray that you will fall on this country. I pray that you will bring a revival for us to come together and give our hearts to the Lord again. I pray especially for this time of crisis that we're facing now with the election just 1 week away. Lord, we admit that we don't have the wisdom to know exactly what to do. And I pray that your will would be done. I pray that on election day and election night, that your spirit will lead the American people and that we will not drift farther from the truths that we know. We lay our heavy burden before you tonight, and we ask you, Lord, to bless the outcome of the next 7 days. Lord, let nothing take place that's not according to your will, and give us the wisdom and the strength to accept it when it occurs. And if it be thy will to bless this nation with revival and with recovery, I pray that you will do so. Bless us and bring about a spiritual renewal, we pray.
Amen.
That was Dr. James Dobson, legendary voice on Christian radio stations all over America for 3 decades. And he was on with us yesterday afternoon from 5 to 6 o'clock. And Abe just offered a very powerful, sincere, heartfelt prayer to God.
Yeah, I was in my car as well listening to the prayer. And I just thank God that there are still watchmen on the wall in America. You know, he's been on the wall for quite some time. And to be able to really boil down what we're facing as a nation and really lead our country in prayer at this critical moment. It was a timeless moment. I actually had my children listening to and explaining what it means to be a watchman on the wall.
Amen.
Following his prayer.
Amen. Yeah. Ed, what do you think?
Well, I mean, I just have the greatest respect for James Dobson. And like Abe says, I am grateful that we still have some of what we would call the old guard. I just love seeing your dad when he walks. He's in the office, and because it's inspiring to me. We're standing on the shoulders of giants. Mm-hmm. Some of them remain with us. We've lost, you know, Jerry Falwell, D. James Kennedy, Phyllis Schlafly this year. Some of the people who really began in the late 70s calling the attention of Christians to the politics that for so long evangelicals ignored or, you know, just dismissed or, you know, thought it was unseemly to, you know, be involved in. And they really pointed out, you know, your dad, we talk about the fact that it was kind of a prophetic view. Not that he was predicting anything to come, but he saw trends and he warned. That's what a watchman does.
Yeah. You know, talking about Don Wildman.
Wildman, yeah. Right. You know, they see what is coming from a distance. And that's what they're warning about. And that is what James Dobson, among these others that we've named, has been doing. And it was just a thrill to have him. Same thing with Franklin Graham. Just just an honor to be on a program with someone like James Dobson.
Well, you're listening to Today's Issues. That's the name of this show on the American Family Radio Network. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano, Abe Hamilton, and One News Now director. One News Now news director, Fred Jackson, in studio with us. We're talking about a prayer yesterday during our 5 o'clock hour by Dr. James Dobson. It was just, as you guys say, pull over your car to the side of the road and listen and join him in the spirit of prayer for our country because we certainly need it. We are, 6 days out from election, from the election day, and a lot of people are already voting. I would say this. We're going to have election night coverage here on American Family Radio. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a streaming as well, radio and some video. Fred, what time will we get started?
Well, it's going to be at 6 o'clock.
Central
time that we'll get underway. By that time, we will have some of the polls closing in the Eastern time zone. So we're going to get right at it, give you the latest results all through the evening, commentary and what it all means. So it's going to be an exciting night, an historic night.
You know, what's strange is that by this time next week, now sometimes elections are very close and it's hard to call them, but I think most presidential elections, with the exception of the 2000 election,
the hanging chads.
Hanging chads between Bush and Gore, which went on for, 36 days or something like that. We could know what the future of our country is going to be. Let me take a step back and explain. I am not saying that our nation's future does not belong to God. We know that. But in terms of what the American people have chosen for themselves, you know, we think about in the Old Testament where the people said, we don't want God as king, we want a human king, and this is what we have chosen for ourselves. We should know by this time next week on Wednesday, the 9th, we should know which direction the American people have chosen for themselves. That's a sobering thought.
It is.
Because of what it could mean one way or the other.
The Cissy Graham Lynch, we just heard that interview from Fox this morning. The story is now on One News Now. So if you want to go back and read her comments and her appeal that she made this morning, much like her dad, Franklin Graham, the importance of this vote. So you can read that now on One News Now.
Walker Wildman is over there posting all kind of stuff on our Today's Issues Facebook page, which is just come alive. Our Facebook page lay dormant for years, and why? Because Ed and I,
we could care less about Facebook.
Well, that's just being bluntly honest. But we've decided we're gonna move on up with the 21st century,
right?
Get with the program, as they say. So, Walker, you got it. You got the Facebook page buzzing over there?
Got it buzzing. All the stories, the Cissy Graham Lynch story is going to be up on the Facebook page. And also, we're testing out Facebook Live today for the first time.
As opposed to Facebook Dead?
Correct. Yeah, as you mentioned, Facebook's been dead, but now we're alive.
Well, that's true. So what is Facebook Live?
You can watch the live stream of the show.
We got a camera in here?
We got a camera in here.
Look straight ahead, Tim.
Don't be doing anything you shouldn't.
Well, better be careful. Then.
People are going to like your hat.
We got a camera. Radio hat. I got a radio hat on. Hey, I don't wear this for style. I know a lot of people think I do.
We believe you, Tim.
But I'm known for a lot of things, but
style ain't one.
Making
of them.
A fashion statement is not one of them. I wear it.
Oh, we're all making fashion statements in here, but I'm not afraid what the statement is.
I have a flesh-ridden top of the head, which likes warmth.
And I've never heard that description before.
Well, flesh-ridden.
Yeah, it's
that's just kind of
right out of the Old Testament.
That's
look
original.
In Nehemiah. You'll see that expression used. And Abe, you all right over there?
That's just reading the book of Omiomaya.
Yeah.
That's written. That's
hilarious. It's a bare top of the world. Okay, man. I like it to be warm. So there you go. Why is everybody looking at me?
Mock if you want, folks. But
hey, this hat right here cost me $20, and I worn it for about a year and a half. And you can wash
straight.
This. And you can wash this baby too. No, I do wash it. I do wash it
every year.
You can wash it at least once a year, whether it needs it or not.
On to more important things.
Yes, you got Facebook Live going?
Yeah, Facebook Live. We have 15 viewers now, so that's a
really?
Plus for our first day.
More than we used to have.
15 viewers.
Yeah, so you better be careful. So how do you do that?
I just connect it to this camera right here, and I click the live button when we go live.
No, I'm talking about if you're out there in radio land and you want
to
watch.
Oh, well, first off, you have to have a Facebook page, which some say I don't, and that's okay. You can still view our podcast at AFR.net or listen to our podcast.
Okay.
But a lot of people have Facebook. 75% of people, I would say, have Facebook, and they can log in and view it there.
Cool. All right.
You would just have to search for the Today's Issues page on Facebook, and you can view it.
Today's Issues.
Yeah. And you need to like it
page.
In order to
view
this?
You just go to our page, and it's right there in front of you.
Okay, all right.
All right, cool.
But you won't see Ed.
No, I'm off to the side.
And he won't
me.
See Abe.
No,
we're going to move that camera around.
We're completely flesh ridden.
Yeah. After the break, I'll move the camera, and everyone will get to see Ed.
We're disembodied.
We're
disembodied.
Since we mentioned it, we have 40 viewers now, sir. So people are going
right
to the page.
Look at that. Wow.
That people won't last long.
Going crazy for this.
We tripled the audience.
They'll be looking. I'm not going to look at that for an hour.
Anyway. I do want to make mention, too, for and I'm sorry, Abe, we'll actually let you talk a little bit here. But, for the coverage, the coverage next week, we will also have some guests on. I mean, we get some experts on to give us their take on what is unfolding. Mm-hmm. So that is going to be election night beginning at 6 p.m. Central Time on American Family Radio.
Speaking of the election, by the way, did you want to say something else, Walker?
Yeah, I was going to say, to provide more specifics, we're going to have, and we haven't announced this yet, that's why Ed didn't know, but we're going to have on Tony Perkins from Family Research Council. We're going to have on Todd Starnes from Fox News, our own Sandy Rios from Sandy Rios in the Morning, and a couple other guests. So it'll be a good lineup on Tuesday night.
Fred, what else you got right there?
Well, an interesting story on One News Now. You can go read it there. But this one had to deal and caught my attention this morning. And this comes out of Switzerland, believe it or not. And the story is this. The Swiss police raid a mosque in the northern city and detain 8 people there, including an imam. And what caught my attention in all this great debate in this country about monitoring Muslims and monitoring mosques.
Yeah, because Switzerland is known as a right-wing country.
Yeah, exactly.
Bunch of conservative Islamophobes.
Yeah, nope. Tongue-in-cheek alert.
Yeah.
Not close.
Yeah.
Not close.
Europe now has all these thousands and thousands of immigrants from Middle Eastern countries. Mm-hmm. Most of them are Muslim, and that increases your chances of having jihadists.
Well, it's incredible change going on. France, Germany, Switzerland. Mm-hmm. You look at France, what's been happening there. I mean, Jewish people have moved out of Paris. They're going back to Israel because they feel safer living closer to Hamas and Hezbollah than they did in Paris.
That's incredible.
It is. It's absolutely incredible. And so the liberal French, the French government, Germany, and that's all of a sudden, the very tolerant people, all of a sudden are realizing, hey, listen, it may be my skin that's involved here, and they're doing things such as raiding mosques in Switzerland.
Political correctness, which is one of the, and secular progressivism, lead to your demise eventually. May not happen overnight, but this, for example, this progressivism and political correctness, which is swept over Europe now, it allowed all these Muslims to come in to Europe, and by the millions, probably.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And what will happen is they're having children, the Muslims are, like 5 times the rate of the native Europeans.
With
multiple wives.
Mm-hmm.
Europeans aren't having any children. All right, their birth rate's like what, Ed? 1?
Well, it depends on which country, but it's almost continent-wide, it is beneath the replacement rate.
Yeah.
So that means if you have 2 parents, you have to have 2 kids in order to keep your population level. If you have 1 kid in 1 generation, speaking very broadly, you cut the number of adults in half.
Mm-hmm.
So the number of French in half, the number of Russians in half.
So, go ahead, Abe.
Well, I was going to say, and Switzerland is a great example because the projections are, if not in the next decade, at a minimum in the next decade and a half, there'll be more Muslims in Switzerland than native Swiss.
Hmm.
Yeah, so the Muslims will take over Europe without having to fire a shot because not that the jihadists won't fire shots, but I'm just saying that the sheer numbers, the demographics, the Europeans are just not having children to replace themselves, for the most part, country to country, you need to look at that.
And to continue their values.
Right. So you have Muslims flooding into Europe having 5, 6, 7 children, the native Europeans having 1 or none. You can see what's going to happen over time. We'll be back momentarily.
Next time on Today's Issues, Election Day is next Tuesday, and American Family newsman Steve Jordahl will be in to report the news and help to make sense of it.
Given the fact that so much is still outstanding on the Clinton camp with WikiLeaks, and given how the Democrats seem to fight, it would surprise me if they didn't have something they were holding until the last minute.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on AFR, and online at AFR.net.
One of the more emotional times on our tour of Israel is when we go to the house of Caiaphas. This is where Jesus Christ was held the night before his appearance before Pilate. And we see the dungeon where he was held. And it's just a very striking thing to be there knowing our Lord suffered in this way and was treated in this way. That's one of the places we'll visit is the house of Caiaphas, where the trial took place as well. Well, for more information on our tour of Israel and all the places we'll see and all the places we'll go, it's going to be a wonderful time with brothers and sisters from around the country. Our phone number is 800-FAMILIES, 800-FAMILIES, F-A-M-I-L-I-E-S, 1-800-FAMILIES, option 5 for more information. Or if you want to go on the internet, twholyland.com. Go to the website, twholyland.com. Come see the land of the Bible with us in March.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with this Fox News and commentary next. Chris Owens runs a farm stand in Ashland, New Hampshire, the place to go for fresh tomatoes or baby squash pumpkins, a big seller this time of year. A while back, Chris made national headlines when he turned an outhouse at his farm stand into a voting booth, a deluxe model two-seater with an old Sears catalog. You younger listeners should ask your grandparents what that's all about. Official New Hampshire voting booth, that's what the sign says, along with two mannequins, one dressed like Donald Trump, the other like Hillary Clinton. Although for the sake of authenticity, Mrs. Clinton probably should have been wearing a pantsuit. I posted a photo of the outhouse on toddstearns.com. Well, after a month of voting, the results have finally been tallied, and the winner is Hillary Clinton in a landslide. In all, 721 voters tossed their ballots in the toilet in the 2016 outhouse vote. Mighty symbolic, if you ask me. I'm Todd Starnes.
This is Today's Issues. Email your comments to comments@afr.net. Past broadcasts of Today's Issues are available for listening and viewing in the archive at afr.net. Now, back to more of Today's Issues.
Remember, the stories we talk about here are posted at our Facebook page, Today's Issues Facebook page. So, Walker Wellman, my relative.
Your relative?
Your relative.
Your second cousin.
My relative. Tell him how you're related to me, Walker.
Well, I think you mentioned last week that I lived in your house for 18 years. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Anyways.
18 years. Consecutive years you lived in my house.
Yeah.
And then you moved out and cost me more money.
Yeah, I was never a prodigal.
Moved out.
You were the opposite of the prodigal.
Isn't that crazy?
How did you work that out, Walker? I need to learn that scheme.
He moved out and make cost money. Me more money because he went off to college.
It's the thing called college and tuition, which Hillary wants to pay for.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I
yeah.
That on
translation.
That one.
You and I pay for it instead right. of paying just for Walker. You pay yeah. for the nation's
yeah,
children.
Right. There you go.
Anyway, Walker's my youngest son. I have three kids, and he's my youngest son. But he's taken over the Facebook page for us here and made us relevant
yeah.
on the internet.
In the eyes of the young people, you're irrelevant.
Yeah, yeah. Well, a lot of older people.
And so since we mentioned it, we had about 80 or 90 viewers there for a little bit. So
I mean,
a lot of people.
That's hurtful,
yes.
quite frankly. Walker, you didn't have to tell me that they've left already.
Well, we still
after
got 60.
After
got
seeing 60. Me, they left already.
When they see you go get coffee
right.
during a break,
well, I had,
there's
yeah,
no reason
hey,
for them
I have to have juice
hey, it
to
doesn't
keep going.
Seem to bother Rush Limbaugh. I mean, he's on. You know.
But anyway, we're just getting back going on this thing. So, So check it out.
Yeah, and the angle and stuff, I have people commenting on here saying, I want to see Abe. I want to see Ed.
All right. Well,
so we're going to improve the
again,
camera
that's
angle.
Hurtful. Because why? Like
they don't want to see you.
They've already seen me.
Yeah.
I think,
they've
made a judgment.
Yeah, 30 minutes was enough.
Yeah, okay. So. Well, turn the camera. I don't care. Whatever. I'm not that egotistical.
Well, I stand up for entire segments just to stretch my legs.
Right.
And the camera, it can't see me because of the
microphones.
Yeah, it
can. Walker can angle that camera.
So it all it'll catch is my belly.
Right.
Oh, so that's Ed's belly.
Right.
Well, that's...
No,
that makes my day.
Are you going to turn that camera on Abe?
Yeah, I'll turn it on everyone. And
all right.
The rabbit trails we chase.
Okay.
Here.
Well, and they're important ones. You're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. We are going to talk about the election coming up in just a little bit here on the program. The polls are changing, narrowing. Donald Trump can see Hillary Clinton in front of him if this were a race.
Right.
And do you know how when you're racing, especially a long distance race, and somebody's coming up behind you and you hear them,
mm-hmm.
makes you nervous?
It happens to me every time I run a marathon.
And back in 77, no. When was that?
No, you ran never.
Okay.
That was in never.
Okay, never. All right, so anyway, that's kind of the racing metaphor I wanted to use there. That's what she can feel him.
Right.
Behind her. Now, he's still behind in many of the polls, but he's mm-hmm. not far behind, and he's closing fast. So we'll talk about that. But, hey, a couple times on Friday morning, today's Issues Trivia Friday show, we've had members of the Soul Family Pickers call in.
Yes.
And we wanted to have them on. They listen to American Family Radio, and... Cindy is with us. Cindy, you there?
Howdy. How y'all doing?
We're doing good. How are you today?
Oh, better than I deserve, that's for sure.
Now, Soul or Sowl?
Sowl.
All right, I knew I did it wrong.
So Sowl Family Pickers, they travel the country.
Hey,
you know, whenever
you're talking to them.
Yeah, whenever, like they were having to get, harvest melons or harvest cucumbers.
No,
they travel and
they're not
and,
picking. No, they're not picking cotton.
Different kind of
okay,
pickers.
They're picking what are y'all picking, Cindy?
Well, we're picking banjos and mm-hmm. mandolins and guitars and upright bass.
We've got a sample.
Fiddle.
We got a sample of the Sowl Family Pickers. And Cindy, now hold on, Cindy. What's your? Where do you fall in the family? What are you?
Well, I'm the mama.
You're the mom. Okay, how many children you have?
We have six. Children.
And do they all play?
They do. We all play.
What age?
They let me sing with them.
Okay. What ages?
Our oldest is 19 and our youngest is 9. I'm sorry, 10. He just turned 10. So we have 19, 18. We have twin girls that are 16 and then a 12-year-old and a 10-year-old.
Okay, we're going to bow for prayer right now. for Cindy.
To thank the Lord for bountiful
and
family.
Well, we're doing our part to increase.
Amen. Now, what is your website that people want to check you guys out? And then we're going to sample your music here.
All righty. It's thesowellfamilypickers.com.
The Sowell, Sowell, familypickers.com. And
yes,
and we're going to sample the music right now.
All right.
I love endless and blood of just one thing I'm sure. I was made from the dust, and the dust I will return. But the dust in the end calls in my heart, I know. I am spirit and soul, to the Father's home I go. Be assured, if you trust him in the Lord, all who call on his name.
Is that, Cindy, was that, that's bluegrass, isn't it?
We play bluegrass gospel music.
Bluegrass gospel music.
I'll say this. Of course, everyone who listens on Trivia Friday or through the week knows I'm a big Andy Griffith fan of the show. And
yes,
I used to love when the Darlings would come on and play some of those songs. That would be bluegrass, right?
Yes, it is. We love the Darlings. And we love Andy Griffith, too.
Yeah. So I enjoy that clip. I like that kind of music. Is that wrong for a city boy to say that?
No. You've been
absolutely not. We're in the conversion business.
Right.
More ways than one.
So you do God.
Exactly.
So where, how many concerts or as they say in the industry, gigs do you guys do a year?
Oh my. Well, last year we did about 100, and that includes when we play overseas, and I'll tell you a little bit about that if y'all let me.
Go ahead now.
Okay. Our family, we're homeschooling family, and my husband and I, Glenn, he's a Mississippi State graduate, by the way.
Is that right? Well, high five him for me. Tell him the basketball's on the way.
Okay. I will. And so we've tried to teach our children to be ministry-minded in all that they do. And so we started out choosing music as our extracurricular activity, not knowing what the Lord had planned in the future. I just wanted them to learn how to play the piano. And they all started on the piano at 5. And when Jacob, our oldest, and Joshua, our second oldest, was 8 and 7, they joined a banjo band at Sagemont Church in South Houston. And now this is a tenor banjo band. They play the 4-string banjo, more Dixieland jazz, big band kind of music. And our family traveled up to Branson to Silver Dollar City in the Bluegrass and Barbecue Festival and absolutely fell in love with the music. And so on the way home, Jacob said, Daddy, Mama, I want to learn how to play the 5-string. And so we borrowed instruments in the beginning because just never know. And so little by little, the Lord has just provided us with amazing people to teach us and to encourage us and to show us all about bluegrass and gospel music. Again, being ministry-minded, we felt that if we're going to play the music, we're going to play the music with a mission and a purpose in mind. And so that happened back in 2010. We officially became the Sowell Family Pickers. And then in 2012, at our church, we met Darko and Lydia Adamic from Serbia. And they shared their mission report with our church. And Darko is the director of Child Evangelism Fellowship for the Balkans, which means the Bosnia, Serbia, and Montenegro. And they put on camps in the summer for the children. And so after their mission report, I went to their translator, James, and I said, how can our family, we've always wanted to serve on a mission trip together as a family, how can we get involved in that? And about right mid-sentence, the Lord gave me the idea of a ukulele. A friend of ours had been taking ukuleles over to Africa and giving them to children in orphanages over there. And I said, you know, we could bring ukuleles over and we could teach the children how to play the ukulele. And then we could give them the ukulele. Are y'all still?
No, we're listening. You go right ahead.
Okay. quiet.
Yeah, nobody's sleeping here. This is very interesting.
Okay. And so in 2013, the same year my husband retired from the oil and gas industry, the Lord had different plans for our family. We went over to Serbia, and we took 4 dozen ukuleles with us. We taught a camp. We had never done that before. We'd never taught a camp. We'd never been overseas before. We just, again, took a step of faith, and he has continually, each year by year, we've gone over there for the past 4 years. He's grown our ministry. The second year, Amen. We went back, we taught another camp, and then this time we did a concert tour of Serbia, and then there was a pastor in northern Serbia, a Hungarian pastor, and he contacted Darko and said, hey, I'd like that. Well, he didn't say hey, but, you know, he contacted Darko and said, I would like them to come and teach a camp up in northern Serbia to Hungarian children. And so we did that in 2015.
Wow.
We were over there for 5 weeks, taught three camps, did about 15 concerts, took 100 ukuleles with us, and just...
You took 100? Wait, whoa.
Yes.
How do you pack 100? How do you pack 100 ukuleles?
Well, I don't know if Walmart is a sponsor, but anyway, we buy these big satellite trunks, and we bubble wrap them and take them over. And then on top of the trunk, on top of the ukuleles, we pack our clothes. So we come to the airport with about 8 to 12 trunks. And
well, they must love seeing you. They must love seeing you guys come up to the counter.
Then they want to know what you got in there, and then you tell them.
Well, yes, and you know, again, the Lord has been amazing in His protection and His provision. Yeah. Because one of the things that we do on the ukulele itself is we have decals that we put in their native language. John 3:16. So when the children look down and play the ukulele, they read God's word.
Wow. Amen.
That's we were going through customs the first year, and again, you know, we're coming through, and the custom agent in Belgrade, he looked at us and he pointed and wanted us to open up the trunk, and we immediately started praying because we knew that if he confiscated, our mission was over. I mean, if we didn't have the ukuleles. And so he opened up one of the trunks and took out the ukulele and saw the verse. And he put it back in, zipped it back up, and he looked at us. He says, "It's good. You may go."
Wow.
Wow.
That's
praise God.
I tell you, I love those kind of stories. They give me chills because when you're doing what God wants, God makes a way.
Amen.
And we don't know, but in 20 years, bluegrass as a type, as a genre of music, may be sweeping Europe. You just never know. It may catch on.
And the gospel.
So,
well, we put on 27 concerts this past summer. We were over there for 9 weeks. Hmm. We taught six camps. We taught two Serbian camps, two Hungarian camps, and then the Lord allowed us to go into the country of Romania. And we taught two Romanian camps.
Yeah.
And you're exactly right. The Lord always provides a way. Because I have to tell y'all, a year ago, I told the kids during our family worship in the morning, I said, "Y'all, let's pray that the Lord will allow us to get on American Family Radio so that we can tell all the listeners about our ministry. Because it's not about us. It's not about our music. It is true, and it's not even really about the ukulele. The ukulele, it opens that door because those kids over there, they don't understand why an American family would come to their country and why they would bring instruments and give those instruments to them. And we get to tell them that God has the greatest gift in His Son, Jesus Christ, and it truly has changed lives. It's restored relationships. It has opened the door to these children and the relationships that my children build with them, and it's just been incredible. So y'all allowing me today to share this, it's an answer to prayer, and I just thank y'all so much.
We're glad to do it. We're talking to Cindy Sowell, and S-O-W-E-L-L. She is the mama of the six children,
yes,
ranging from 19 to 10 years old, and she and her husband, what's your husband's name?
His name is Glenn.
Glenn.
G-U-Y-N-N.
So Cindy and Glenn have six children, and they all play instruments, and they make a gospel bluegrass band.
Right.
They travel the country. They travel to other countries. And so if people want to contact you all, Cindy, where are you based out of, by the way?
We're based out of Hempstead, Texas.
Okay. And how can they contact you? Or I know you can go to your website. I'm looking at it right now. It's got all your pics on there and your and everything about your ministry. It's called the Sowell Family Pickers.com, right?
Yes, sir. And we have a Facebook page.
Okay.
And
we do too.
We're on Instagram.
That's funny.
And all that social media stuff.
Yeah, I got you. Well, check out their Facebook page as well. Yeah, well, listen, by the way, how'd
you... Can I share one more thing?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. Well, this past summer, it was really hard, and it was really... I know y'all probably heard this terminology, fish are cut bait.
Yeah,
and
yes.
And so because of the difficulty of it, we face a lot of obstacles and a lot of warfare, and just, you know, being overseas for a long time and being over there and watching what was going on in our country and just being grieved by that, we approached our children and said, okay, it's fish or cut bait. Is this something y'all are serious about? Because this is hard work. And they all stepped up and said, oh, yes, Dad, Mom, this is what we want to do. And so my husband and I said, okay, if you want to do this, then we're going to put some things in your responsibility. And one of the things that our children are working on is an email campaign through social media, they're going to send out, because we kind of crunched the numbers, and a lot of people ask us how much a ukulele is, and a good, decent beginning ukulele is about $25 at our cost, but to actually take that ukulele overseas, because, see, we're independent. We're not with an organization. Our family goes independently, and so we rely on the donations of others, and so... we crunched the numbers, and if we can have 350 partner with us for $100, that will send the ukuleles over. So I hope that was clear.
So you want 350 people to donate $100 each?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
If it's a church, an individual, an organization, and again, they are scheduled to send out this email campaign and social media campaign about the end of November, 1st of December, just to let people know. It's going to have testimonies from the kids overseas, just what this ministry mm-hmm. means to them and everything.
So all right.
I just wanted to put that out there, and, you know, as the Lord leads. And if there's any churches out there, we actually did play in Aquila, Texas, because a gentleman heard us on Trivia Friday.
Wow.
Is that right? Okay. Well, listen, if you ever get through here, Cindy, come see us in Tupelo, and we'll talk to you live in the studio, okay?
Oh, that would be awesome. Y'all are amazing.
And bring your children. Bring the kids, too, because they're going to have to play.
Absolutely.
And I'll get out my cello from junior high.
I'll get out my harmonica.
We'll join right in there. With you, harmonize.
Actually,
okay.
I don't.
Sounds like a plan.
I do need to say right here now, I was just kidding. I don't play any instruments.
Oh. Yeah, but I'll tap
my foot, believe
me. I'm a little rusty, but I think I could join right in there. Hey, Cindy, thanks so much. Take care. God bless. Appreciate you sharing with us.
Thank you so much. God bless y'all too.
Okay. That's Cindy Sowell from the Sowell Family Pickers. How that all started, Abe, you may be wondering. Even before you came on staff here, Cindy called in one day to Trivia mm-hmm. Friday on American Family Radio.
Just to answer a question?
Well, just to play trivia, and they were riding down the road, their family, going to some concert somewhere.
Huh. And they were listening on the radio, and she just said, we're calling in.
Right, exactly.
Very cool.
They got a beautiful family. I'm sitting here
looking at the pictures myself.
The Sowell Family Pickers. You're listening to American, I almost said Trivia Friday, it's only Wednesday, on American Family Radio. Appreciate you listening. Hey, Walker Wildman is keeping our Facebook page alive and posting information there relative to our interviews and to things we've talked about here. What did you put? What's the last thing you put up there?
Well, I also posted the Sowell Family Pickers website.
Okay.
We had a lot of people commenting on the Facebook live feed wanting to know the website, so
okay.
I posted that and every other story we've talked about.
And if you could play an instrument, Walker, and join the Sowell family.
Wow.
Which instrument would it be? I'm sitting here looking at a mandolin, a violin, a banjo. Just take your pick.
I'll go with the banjo. Seems like the easiest one to pronounce.
but probably not to play. But banjo, you think you could?
Oh, I could rock a banjo.
Rock a banjo. Okay, well,
yeah.
We'll see.
You could rock a banjo.
You get it?
I don't think a banjo rocks.
I could make it rock.
Yeah, okay. We see we got banjos going on. We got a bass. Anyway, we might could form the Wildman family.
I'd pay to see that.
Pickers. Well, a lot of people would. A comedy act. or please stop playing. All right. So Facebook, today's issue is Facebook.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. On a more serious note, and that was serious, what Cindy was sharing with us about her family witnessing, sharing the gospel message of Christ in the Balkans. Mm-hmm. That was a wonderful story. Ed, I want to ask you, what's going on with the polls now? Presidential election, I'm talking about.
Well, it's a big shakeup because a lot of the Electoral College projection maps, you see based on the polls how some of the talking heads, I don't know if I'm included in that or not, but are projecting this election to go. And interestingly, just here recently, within the last day or two, you have the state of Virginia, which had been leaning towards Hillary Clinton, according to the projections, has now been downgraded, if you will, to a toss-up state. In addition to Virginia, you have that as well in New Hampshire. So you have, you know, this trend of the polls tightening in terms of the lead that Hillary Clinton had on Donald Trump in a lot of these polls.
Virginia, though? Virginia was considered a lock for Hillary Clinton.
That's what I'm saying. That is a huge transition because now Virginia, and I'm looking at it on Real Clear Politics, and based upon their average and of all the polling that they have, they've changed Virginia now to a toss-up state.
And Real Clear Politics, Walker, is one of the most respected places to go to check out polls. Go ahead.
Yeah, and they do averages. They combine some of the most reliable polls together and get an average, so it gives you a better view. But that's right what Abe mentioned, because yesterday I mentioned on the show that Clinton was up 4 in Virginia, according to a certain poll. Mm-hmm. That's, depending on what poll you look at, that's within the margin of error,
right,
or close to it. And so, and this is a day later. So Abe's right.
Well, and I'll say this too. This I'm watching the Fox television feed, and Donald Trump is campaigning in traditionally blue states. He's campaigning in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania,
and New Hampshire some too.
And so he is going for the jugular here, and he is going for states that in elections past have looked for a while like they might be competitive for Republican presidential candidates, but usually didn't go that way. But I think he's sensing, in a sense, blood in the water, and is trying to flip a couple of those states.
Another thing, he has to have a couple of those states to win.
He doesn't. He doesn't have to have any of those three that I mentioned. He would obviously have to have Florida, Ohio, and North Carolina for sure. And then usually, you know, pick up like Colorado or New Mexico. Mm-hmm. But if he were to get like Pennsylvania, I mean, that's a game changer, because then he doesn't have to have Colorado or New Mexico or some of the western states.
Yeah,
he could end the election, you know, before 9 o'clock.
Whatever you think about Donald Trump, the man could outwork the Energizer Bunny.
Yeah.
Abe, I've never seen anything like it, quite frankly, from a 70-year-old man. Hillary Clinton, she'll take 4 or 5 days off campaign trail. This guy Trump is speaking 4 and 5 times a day.
My voice wouldn't
every
last.
Day.
Yeah, so, not even mine. And I don't know if that's Hillary Clinton calculating that she was so far ahead, or if her physical stamina.
I don't think she has the stamina that he has.
Allow her to do
Well, most people his age don't, probably.
True.
I'm just saying it's just amazing. As I say, whatever you think about Donald Trump, you got to give it up to him for stamina.
Mm-hmm.
And and you know what? My wife was commenting yesterday that he has been really good about being on message. He's been very clear and articulate the last few days. He hasn't gone off on a tangent.
Well, he has to. He can't afford going on a tangent these last.
Oh yeah, you mean he has to be disciplined.
He has to be. Any. There's no margin for error for him.
Really. Right. Mm-hmm.
And I think his team has told him.
Kellyanne Conway has told him. She told him before the last debate.
Here's what you go out there. Here's what you talk about, and you don't go rambling.
That's right.
Okay.
Don't talk about Rosie O'Donnell.
Right.
And don't insult anybody.
He's following the script now, whether he will till Tuesday or not, we'll see. But we get back from the break, we'll talk more about these polls, because they are tightening, and the Democrats are getting worried about the changing polls. We'll be back momentarily. Well, we'll be back in 5 minutes, to be precise, after the news.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.